Democrat lawmaker targets Chuy Garcia over apparent maneuver to ensure staffer succeeds him. By Jasmine Jordan on November 13, 2025. A House Democrat has introduced a resolution rebuking Rep. Jesus Chuy Garcia, DEL, over a maneuver that could result in his chief of staff, Patty Garcia, becoming the only Democrat on the ballot in the deep blue 4th District of Illinois. If Garcia withdraws after both filed petitions before the candidate deadline. Representative Marie Glusenkamp Perez, DWE, introduced a resolution on the House floor accusing Representative Chuy Garcia of undermining the process of a free and fair election and stating that his actions were beneath the dignity of his office and incompatible with the spirit of the Constitution. Glusenkamp Perez's resolution was submitted as a question of privileges of the House, giving it special standing that could force a floor vote as soon as next week. Reading the text aloud during a legislative session focused on government funding, Glusenkamp Perez argued that Garcia's actions undermine public trust in electoral fairness. The controversy centers on the timing of Garcia's retirement decision. Although he filed for re-election with the Illinois State Board of Elections on October 27, reports from Politico, the Chicago Sun-Times, and others indicate he was not expected to continue his campaign. On the final day to file nominating petitions, his chief of staff, no relation, submitted her paperwork at the 5 p.m. deadline, a move that could leave her the only Democrat on the ballot if Garcia formally withdraws. The late maneuver has drawn criticism from within the Democrat Party, with some viewing the tactic as an insider coronation reminiscent of old political machines. A spokesperson for Garcia defended the congressman's decision as driven by personal and family concerns, including his wife's health and his responsibility for raising his grandchildren following the death of his daughter. The spokesperson added that Garcia complied with all Illinois filing laws. This isn't the first time Glusenkamp Perez has stirred debate among fellow Democrats. She has expressed concern about her party's direction and stated that Democrats should rethink the kinds of candidates they support. During her time in Congress, she called for new ethics standards to ensure lawmakers are able to perform their duties without significant cognitive impairment, and she publicly criticized President Joe Biden's performance in his 2024 debate against then-President-elect Donald Trump. Some House Democrats expressed unease at Glusenkamp Perez's decision to raise the issue publicly, suggesting it could detract from broader party messaging during high-stakes legislative negotiations. Representative Rob Menendez, DNJ, called the timing not the best moment, and Minority Whip Catherine Clark, DMA, reportedly tried to dissuade Glusenkamp Perez before she submitted the resolution. Nonetheless, Glusenkamp Perez defended her decision, stating, "Americans bled and died to secure the right to elect their leaders. We can't expect to be taken seriously in the fight for free and fair elections if we turn a blind eye to election denial on our side of the aisle." The Illinois race also includes Republican Lupe Castillo and Working Class Party candidate Ed Hershey, who both lost to Garcia in the last election. A former state senator, city alderman, and Cook County commissioner, Garcia has long been a fixture in Chicago's progressive political circles and has supported left-wing legislative priorities, including abolishing ICE and expanding municipal benefits for non-citizens.